One of the awards at the Cornwall Works WISE Awards is Welfare to Work. It's been won by Cornwall Fire and Rescue. With me is Scott Brown from Cornwall Fire and Rescue. Just tell me about how important it is to you to get this award.
Yeah, I mean, in the initial stages, this is now the fifth month that we've been working with Cornwall Works and Job Centre Plus. So to achieve an accolade like this after a relatively short period of time is fantastic. I think it only goes to show and evidences further how influential Cornwall Fire and Rescue Service can be in wider community needs and initiatives. And forging partnerships like this will hopefully bode us well for the future.
And just tell me what this partnership has enabled you to do.
It's enabled us to, like I say, forge a new partnership with Cornwall Works, develop skills certainly within our own team, but more importantly, and I think this is the crux of it, is actually give people the opportunity who aren't in training, aren't in education, aren't in employment, to get them engaged and to get them back into some form of works. And really, how they've embraced it has been fantastic, and I think it's not just us as a team. It's not Cornwall Fire and Rescue Service. It's not Cornwall Works. It's about people out there who are able to work, who are willing to, you know, to give something back to Cornwall, and really we need to support them in that.
And also with me is Des Tidbury from the Cornwall Fire and Rescue team. Just tell me about why it's important to Cornwall Fire and Rescue to work to get people back into employment.
Well, for me, this started off many years ago, and Scott alluded to the fact that they've been working in partnership on this particular area for about 5 months. It goes on a lot longer than that. As Tim said when he went up after the award, Cornwall Fire and Rescue Services have been working on this for over 10 years. We started with what we call the Phoenix Project, and that was really focused on young individuals using the very strong brand of the Fire and Rescue Service, trying to get them back into school. Some of them may be excluded, some of them may be on the cusp of problems with the police, but also we were able to identify that we could drive down deliberate fire setting, antisocial behaviour by our involvement. Now this work is just an extension of that. So we may be working on individuals who are NEETs, we may be working with ex-offenders, and we're trying to build on the strong brand of the Fire and Rescue Service. We're fantastic at team working, we're fantastic at communication, and those two things really build self-esteem. If we can give that to individuals, there's no reason why they can't get back into the workplace.
Well done.